Sign of a political thaw this morning from the highly secretive and authoritarian rulers in Myanmar or Burma. The president of the country says he's granting amnesty to more than 6,300 prisoners. The announcement came suddenly on state-controlled television. It didn't go into specifics, but on the line with us is Viv Marsh, Asia-Pacific editor for our partner, the BBC, joining us from London. Viv Marsh, good morning.
Good morning, John.
So this is a very dramatic announcement, and it appears that there's more going on behind the scenes here. There was recently an election in Myanmar with some promise of political reform. Are we seeing some of those promises made good on?
Well, John, that is a question that a lot of people, Western diplomats, journalists, general observers, are still waiting to find an answer to. And until we find out exactly who's being released this week, we won't really be able to confirm whether this is a big step towards reform or whether it's a tiny shuffle. All that we know so far is, according to state media, 6,359 inmates are going to be released starting on Wednesday. We don't know whether any of them are political prisoners. All we know is that the Burmese authorities have said this is going to allow these inmates, these prisoners, to help to build a new nation. And you can read into that what you like at this stage. We will wait and find out.
Well, part of the difficulty of trying to parse what's actually going on here is that amnesties are relatively common as a symbolic gesture in Myanmar. And at the same time, if there are a significant number of political prisoners in this group of 6,300 or so, it would appear that Myanmar might be responding to a comment just yesterday from Washington.
Don't forget, there was 5 decades of military rule in Burma until this new government, nominally civilian-led, took power in March. And since then, there have been a number of moves towards some sort of political reform. There have been even talks between the government and Aung San Suu Kyi, the pro-democracy leader. And then on Monday, it was the US Assistant Secretary of State, Kurt Campbell, said that these were really dramatic developments in Burma. And he said the US would match Burma's steps with what he called comparable steps. Now, John, the US and other Western countries have long had sanctions on Burma, political and economic sanctions, because of its perceived democratic failings, its poor human rights record, and so on.
Indeed.
Now, if these sanctions were to be lifted, that would be very significant.
Viv Marsh, Asia-Pacific editor for the BBC, are we beginning to see, and again, you know, people have been observing this country in isolation for 5 decades, you know, at least. Are we beginning to see the outlines of a path away from that isolation for Myanmar if things proceed with accelerated momentum?
Certainly, this is what the government is hoping for. It is desperate for some sort of investment, general international investment in Burma to bring it out of its international isolation. We will have to wait and see. The opposition is currently trying to find out just what's going on, who might be on the list, if this is all really serious. And that is really what a lot of people are doing at the moment, John. They're just waiting for the detail, which we might not know for a few days yet, to see whether these steps towards reform are genuine.
Well, tantalizing possibilities. The release of more than 6,300 prisoners announced by surprise by the government of Myanmar. Viv Marsh is Asia-Pacific editor for our partner at the BBC. Thanks so much.